KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in today. Here, heading up to Seafair Weekend. You know, if you watched Pirates land on Alki Beach earlier this month, or you went to Ballard Seafood Fest, or Dragon Fest in the ID, or Renton River Days, you were at Seafair. If you're planning on going to Magnolia Summerfest this month, or Kirkland Summerfest, or watch the Blue Angels, or go to Salmon Fest, different from last month's Ballard Seafood Fest, whew, that's also Seafair. Since the 1950s, Seattle has had this sprawling multi-event festival that some Seattleites love, other Seattleites find confusing. The king and queen of Seafair are here to help guide you. Who better? King Neptune, also known as singer, writer, podcaster, John Roderick. Good to see you again, King.
Nice to be here. Thank you for having us.
Your Majesty and Your Highness Queen Alcyone, also known as Savor Seattle Food Tour founder, Angela Shen. Welcome, Your Highness.
Thank you for having me.
What does King and Queen of Seafair mean? What power do you have over this, as I've just described, massive Seafair kingdom?
Well, we have comprehensive power. I mean,
free parking.
We can walk pretty much into anywhere in Seattle and get everything there handed to us on a silver platter.
Wow.
A silver platter embossed with the Seafair logo.
Uh-huh.
It is a ceremonial position, but one that is undefined. So it can be sort of described any way we like, really.
Really?
It's a thing where kind of like being a Seafair pirate, it's an opportunity more than anything.
We make up a lot of our own rules.
I see.
How we choose to reign.
Yeah, that's right.
So for those who either they're new to Seattle or they just never really got Seafair, John, you've been going to Seafair since you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the Seafair love, and I'll ask the same of your queen.
Well, in the 1950s, it's hard to project that far back, but Seattle did not have any kind of real national presence. We were unknown in a lot of ways, a kind of blank space in the northwest corner of a map.
Yep.
When they would do national weather, they would say, you know, and it's raining in San Francisco, and then moving on to, like, there wasn't even a Seattle in most people's minds.
Yeah.
And so Seattle had to make its own culture. We didn't have national sports teams. We weren't connected. And also in America at the time, there were regional cultures. It wasn't this monolithic culture. So Seafair was the one time of the year when the whole city kind of gathered in celebration of our nautical heritage and just as a kind of time for us to be rowdy. Looking back at the Seafairs of old, the city went off. I mean, people were dressed in their finery.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out the one national sporting event that we did excel at was high-speed boat racing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had
we dominated.
We
for a
did.
While
we had champion pilots from here, so it was something we could really be proud of.
Okay, that's the long view of Seafair. Queen Alcyone, Angela, you've only lived here about a decade or so. What does Seafair mean to you?
Gosh, so Seafair for me was brand new. This year, when they called me and they said, we'd like to offer you the position of Seafair Queen for 2017, I actually thought it was a joke. I didn't even know, truth be told, that there was such a thing as Seafair royalty.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to learn about Seafair very, very, very quickly. And I think that honestly was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me. My line of work, I own a tourism business here in Seattle. Of course, you know, a transplant, having never set foot in Seattle, decides to start a tourism company in a city she's not even from. Why not? Gets crowned Seafair Queen. Seems very appropriate. So each of these events that we've been to has been really eye-opening for me to connect with the community and actually experience this history that John talks so fondly about. Just this past Saturday, we were both in the Torchlight Parade representing King Neptune and Queen Alcyone. I had the pleasure of having my kids and my husband in the car with us. And it was just phenomenal seeing 250,000 people coming to the streets of Seattle to witness this parade, and every cross-section of Seattle and every kid was out in the streets, big smiles. And my two littles, they were dressed as Spider-Man and Queen Elsa. So it really didn't matter that I was queen Alcyon. Everybody thought it was the Spider-Man and Miss,
right.
and Queen Elsa float coming down.
Let's get at that. John, how is it that there are a 250,000 smiles as just described, you know, all the joy that's going on, and yet, well, here's Lisa on Facebook who says, each year I vow that I'm going to pay attention to the dates and go to all the neighborhood celebrations. Each year I fail. There is this, it's a little strange how Seafair is such a success and such a cipher or such an annoyance to some people.
It's overwhelming. And, you know, for a lot of people, I think the loud jets and the loud boats are off-putting because they're intrusive.
Have you been to our Facebook page?
I haven't, but I have lived in Seattle a long time.
Yeah.
And this has all been part of the transition from Seattle being a small regional city that had a kind of unified sense of itself to being this metropolis that has people from all over, a lot of people that haven't lived here a long time. And the jets and the boats seem a little NASCAR to the urban sophisticates that live within the city center, who are like, wow, this is loud and also a waste of our taxpayer dollars. And
is that elitist?
I think that it's indicative of kind of a cultural problem, not problem, but a cultural.
You said problem. Go ahead.
Let's say problem, just in the sense that, you know, the Navy is here, and within the ivory tower communities of our central city, there isn't that same close relationship with the Navy that maybe there once was, or that there is in other parts of the country, and there does become a cultural divide where loud exploding things and people marching in uniform isn't the way that Fremont anymore celebrates its summer.
Yeah.
If it were up to Fremont, who declared themselves a nuclear free zone 40 years ago or whatever.
So those critics, you are King Neptune. You have the power to behead them if you wanted to, right?
I'm very sympathetic to them.
Okay.
But I also feel like part of why Angela and I accepted this job and are excited about it is to remind people that this is a very Seattle event.
Mm-hmm.
And for people that are transplanted here or people that maybe have over the years divorced themselves from Seafair, there are these neighborhood festivals. There's a lot of opportunity and a lot of things that are free.
Yeah, the milk carton derby. There's a lot.
Sure. A ton of stuff going on that's all very kid friendly. And there are ways to interact with Seafair on your own terms.
I think it's a way for you as a local to fall back in love with Seattle. I think we take a lot of things for granted that we have all of these great neighborhoods in our back pocket. I mean, I can tell you as a transplant here 10 years ago, I was floored. I couldn't believe the great fresh seafood that comes from our waters, the incredible produce, and this place that is really beloved, Pike Place Market even, right, is something that even locals, when you say those words, they kind of cringe at. But these are really iconic Seattle places and things. And I can tell you that being involved with Seafair this year has really, even for me, re-inspired this love. And being able to pass this on to my kids and subsequent generations, I don't want this tradition to ever die.
Okay. So could you ever see Seafair surviving but without the Blue Angels? That is the number one gripe on our Facebook page.
Sure. I mean, we have a nautical history here, and the Navy plays a big part in Washington. And we forget that, you know, the military is a major, I mean, it is something that within Seattle, we're not a culture that we are imagining a future world where there doesn't need to be a military. That's Seattle's range,
uh-huh.
right? But at least for now there is, and it represents
think
a lot of
that noise as their last gasp.
But also, we're all decrying the 50,000 people that Amazon is bringing in from all around the world. But we're not making that effort to introduce them to our culture. We can't just complain about them arriving. We need to promulgate our lasting culture and reintroduce it to people.
All right. King Neptune and Queen Alcyone, our time is up. What happens when Seafair ends? Sometimes it doesn't end well for royalty. Hopefully it's going to go okay for you.
This is a year-long appointment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, year-long appointment.
You do this in January, too.
And the beard, I do like the full mustache and beard, King Neptune.
I've been growing it out, and now it's full of barnacles.
John Roderick is King Neptune and a Seattle musician and writer. Angela Shen is Queen Alcyone and the founder and CEO of Savor Seattle Food Tours. Seafair festivities started back in June, extend through August, and you've got Seafair weekend this weekend, Blue Angels, hydroplane races, all happening this weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Angels, daredevils of the sky.